You're listening to Hearts Nightly News, also this evening. Donald Trump's been greeted with boos and cheers as he turned up to cast his vote in the US presidential election. Hillary Clinton also went to vote earlier in her hometown. Hearts US correspondent Simon Marks reports from Washington, D.C.
Here in Washington, there are long queues of voters, some people waiting an hour to cast their ballots. That scene is repeated across the country and especially in the all-important battleground states.
Hillary! Hillary!
Hillary Clinton supporters gathered in upstate New York to watch her voting at her local polling station. They hope she's about to make history, becoming America's first female president-elect.
I know how much responsibility goes with this. So many people are counting on the outcome of this election.
But Donald Trump is hoping for a come-from-behind victory that defies the final polls of the campaign. Protesters were waiting for him at the New York City polling station where he voted, and he exchanged some brief words with reporters.
We'll see what happens. It'll be an interesting day.
At one polling station in Virginia, we found three choices among voters, starting with a Clinton supporter.
Being a woman, especially in this election, is really critical that we make our voices known.
Trump, I'm so sick of the Clintons. That's enough.
I didn't vote for president. I could not bring myself to do it. It's the first time in 50 years I have not voted.
The polls start closing around midnight UK time, with a result expected in the early hours of the morning.